Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it.
We must show them love.
We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus. For this is true revival. Love is all they need. Everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love, revival love, supernatural love. Jesus is love.
In John 5, verse 19, Jesus said that he only did the things he saw his Father do. And we know that he moved in miracles and signs and wonders, but it was because of what he saw. What he saw came before what he did. And so today's program is about the seer, anointing, and the miraculous. Because God wants you to move in both those realms. He wants you to see as he sees, and he wants you to do as he does. And so get ready for an impartation, because my guest today operates in both the seer anointing and in the miracle working anointing of the Holy Spirit. My guest today is Kevin Vasconi, author of the Seer Anointing, book number one and book number two. And thank you so much again for that contribution to the body.
You're welcome.
And Kevin, before I get into interviewing you, because I know you've got some really exciting things for us today, not only with testimony, but for impartation for the viewers, I want to say this, is I so appreciate your integrity in the spirit as a seer and as one who operates in the miraculous. And it's so important because, you know, we see oftentimes in the body of Christ, we see people moving in the power, but they don't have the character to back it up. And one of the things that I love about you and your wife and your team, what your ministry stands for, is that integrity in the spirit and also the character of Jesus Christ being manifest through you. And thank you so much for your humility, your love for God, your love for his people, and just for the way that you steward the gifts that he has given to you.
So, thank you.
Thank you.
You're so
but,
kind.
You have had many, encounters in the seer anointing and in the miraculous, and God has used you to work miracles all over the world. And a lot of that has come, first of all, from what you've seen. So we'll talk about the seer anointing later. But can you share with us, first of all, what was the very first miracle that God had you perform for him?
Thank you, Patricia. Let me say this. He is worthy of all the glory, because I couldn't do anything without him. And you're very kind with your words. The very first miracles that I began to see was salvation. That's the greatest miracle of all. But in the realm of miraculous healings, tumors dissolving and signs and wonders, like the gold dust and that sort of thing. But at the beginning, it was tumors that God gave us an anointing to see. And we continue to see tumors healed consistently everywhere we go.
Wow. I was just in a meeting just a couple of weeks ago where I had the privilege of praying for a woman who had a tumor in her jaw, and it totally disappeared
Praise
by the
God.
Power of the Holy Spirit.
Praise
I'm just,
God.
It's just so wonderful to be able to serve the world,
Amen.
The power of God. So share with me specifically some testimony about, like, have you ever seen like tumors fall off of a person? Like sometimes I've heard, you know, people say that they just fall off, or sometimes they dissolve. Share some specific testimonies of what you've seen with tumors dissolving.
Well, I've seen tumors deflate, large tumors like the size of a basketball just deflate instantaneously.
And so the basketball tumor would be where?
This one was that I'm referring to was on the side,
wow.
and it just went like a basketball
wow.
deflating and disappeared. And, you know, a lot of the times they just simply dissolve, and sometimes it's over a course of time. That's a miraculous healing. Sometimes they just instantly disappear. And I love it when God does it like that, because no one touches them in these circumstances, and then the Lord Jesus gets all the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I'm just reminded of, you know, because of the tumor size that you were sharing, is that we were in Ghana, Africa, back in the 1980s, and I was fairly new in the miraculous back then, but we were doing these miracle meetings, and there's so many healings. But this one man came forward for prayer, and he had, I mean, this is, you know, a little bit odd, but he had this big tumor on his butt, right on his cheek.
Right.
And because he wore like a gown, he pulled the gown so that you could see it, and you could honestly see it.
Right.
You know, the whole crowd could see it. And so we just ministered in the name of Jesus, tumor be gone. And it deflated, just like you said, deflated right before our eyes. He's pulling the gown. He's jumping around like crazy. And his butt is totally normal now, right? It's just totally, totally normal. And the whole place was in an uproar because it was this gigantic thing on his backside that totally deflated by the power of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And it's so exciting to see that kind of miracle take place.
Yeah.
And he had been embarrassed by it, but it
sure.
was uncomfortable for him. We did some more ministry to him afterwards and discovered that it was like a spirit of witchcraft had cursed him.
Right.
So we were able to break that off as well so that no further curses came on him. But what a awesome miracle to be able to see that happen.
One of the things we've discovered about tumors is that a lot of times tumors are demonic in nature. So you bind and rebuke the spirit of death or the demonic power behind the tumor and they dissolve. And this again is a learning curve, is what I like to tell people. But as you press in, you'll see that God will give you more power and more authority the more that you press into a specific type of miracle. For example, healing to death or seeing tumors dissolve and things along those lines. I want to see God raise up an army that will curse
Amen.
And heal cancer.
Amen. Amen. And we're seeing more and more healings of cancer, but we just have to press in for
That's
all.
Right. That's
all
right.
All who are sick to be healed. Just like in Jesus' day, it was all who were sick.
Amen.
When he was around, they all got healed.
Amen.
All the sick got healed. I feel such an anointing right now. Now, I know one of the angels that God has dispatched to is the angel of creative miracles,
mm-hmm.
but I know that, I mean, we've been contending for miracles to go through media.
Yeah.
I've got my faith out for that. And right now, I sense miracles flowing out to you now. In fact, mm-hmm. someone's got a tumor on their eyeball and you've had it diagnosed just recently. And it wasn't good news as to the prognosis of it, but Jesus' prognosis is amazing.
Amen.
He says, your prognosis is you're healed. And in Amen. The name of Jesus Christ, I break the power of that tumor on your eye.
Amen.
Right now, I command it to dissolve, to Amen. Dissipate, to leave your body, and for the function of the eye to return perfect as normal in Amen. Jesus' name. Wow.
Wow, Patricia, you know something else? Creative miracles are being released right now. As you were speaking, you opened up the realm. Someone's had a hip replacement, and I sense that right now there's metal and other foreign substances in bodies, specifically hips and legs. Metal and legs, replacement hips are actually being recreated right now. You're going to go back to the doctor, and the doctor's going to be flabbergasted because that metal joint or that prosthesis, whatever they put in there, is going to be real flesh and blood. We've been seeing this happen. We've seen the signs and wonders with the gold teeth, but we've been having a lot of people who get new teeth, and I'd rather
right.
have that. Amen.
That would be awesome for those that need new teeth to
Amen.
Be given new teeth.
I believe God's releasing that too.
Wow.
Go check your teeth in the mirror. Amen.
You know what just was coming to my mind was I feel like there's going to be a lot of elderly people who have lost teeth and who don't even have the finance to
Amen.
Go and correct it, that God's going to supernaturally work in your mouth. You might wake up one morning and have a whole new set of teeth. Our God is able
Amen.
To do that for you because he loves you with an everlasting love.
Amen.
He really, really does.
Patricia,
wow,
as you're saying that,
this realm is awesome.
I'm seeing this. We just had a woman who was a part of a ministry, Schombach's ministry. She was a member of his church, and she came to one of our meetings, and she had two false teeth in the front. And in the meeting, she got two real teeth.
Wow.
And I just really sense that right now, we just want to release that. I believe that there are people out there
mm-hmm.
that are going to begin to receive dental
Jesus
miracles.
Name.
Just get up and check. And I want to encourage people to continue checking until the manifestation of the miracle comes. Sometimes we've had people give us the testimony that the next day they have the gold crown or whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
So Father, we just thank you for releasing creative miracles in teeth, mm-hmm. dental miracles right now. Everywhere our voice
thank
is being
you,
heard
Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus
Woo.
Christ of Nazareth.
You know, I'm just seeing over you,
wow.
Kevin, right now is that you and your wife are ready to escalate into a whole new level of operation in the spirit
wow.
concerning creative miracles.
Praise
and miracles
God.
Of healing and deliverance and resurrections.
Thank you,
and so,
Jesus.
Whoa. And so get ready because you're on a, you know, you're
Amen.
On an acceleration flow current right now that's going to take you into realms like you've
wow.
never seen before. It's going to be amazing. I'm so excited for you.
I receive that. In 2004, you may not recall this, but you prophesied over myself that we would see the dead raised. And indeed, we have seen the dead raised. It was in February of 2007 in Tanzania. A little girl was raised from the dead at the altar. No one touched her. Just the power of God showed up, just like you were talking about, Luke 5:17. And in that atmosphere of glory, this little girl came to life. Praise the Lord.
Come on. That's the work of our God.
Amen.
And you know, you might be watching this program right now, and you know of someone who's just recently died. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe you just got a phone call from the hospital or something like that. You just start speaking resurrection life over that which is dead, and watch what God will do, because he is the resurrection and the life. Mm-hmm. And you know, another creative miracle that I remember you sharing is about you were in Africa, I believe it was. And I think I remember Samuel Robinson sharing this testimony too about the bus driver with the eyeball. Can you share that testimony?
That was an amazing thing. Briefly, I was praying before we went to Africa, and the Lord told me to expect creative miracles. The first person we saw when we got to Malawi was our bus driver. We thought he was drunk, and actually he was just blind in one eye. He didn't have an eyeball. There was nothing in the socket. No eyeball.
No eyeball.
Nothing. Nothing.
No
nothing.
Eyeball.
There was a weeping, gaping hole there. And so he was our bus driver, and you know, we began to pray for him, and over the course of about 4 or 5 days, not only did he grow an eyeball, but as we were leaving the country, he came and tugged on my sleeve and said, "Pray for me again, brother." I said, "You've got your eyeball. What did you possibly want me to pray for you for?" And he said, "Well, I'm not seeing perfectly. I want that kind of faith." I had an opportunity, Patricia, at one of the refugee camps to be interviewed on national television with this bus driver, Leonard.
Wow.
And we were able to present the gospel of Jesus to the
whole
nation because of this amazing miracle that God did. And I believe God's going to raise up mature sons and daughters of God who will walk in this, not every now and then, but consistently every single day of the year. Amen?
Whoa. Now, just let's retract a little bit about this miracle. Okay. So he's got no eyeball in his socket.
Nothing.
And you were with him for, what was it, 6 days that you were on the bus or something?
Right. He was the original driver that took us. And then after that original prayer, there was a seed that formed about the size of a BB.
Okay.
And over the course of about 5 days, it got a little larger,
a little larger,
like a pea, and then like a grape.
Now, could you see it on the very first day? You could see that little pea thing
see,
in there?
You could see the seed.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
What did it look like?
It looked like a little white coriander seed or something. It was very small.
And it was right in the socket.
It was kind of over in the corner.
And then the next day you looked at it.
It was about
think,
the size of a pea.
It's getting big.
And then a grape. And then it formed into an eyeball, but there was no iris or pupil. So we began to decree prophetically and declare those things that are not as though they are, according to Romans 4:17, that it would form. And the iris and the pupil and the nerves and everything formed. And it was just amazing, that miracle that God did. Many people prayed for him. I can't take credit for it. Yeah. Only God can take credit for miracles
Amen.
Like that.
And always it's only God. Amen.
But it was amazing that the whole team was there, and the whole team witnessed it. And I just believe God wants to release that miracle more and more. We saw it repeat itself a few times after that in South America and a couple other nations where God would just do creative miracles.
And this is absolutely true. I know others that were on that same trip that testified the exact same story. They saw it's a work of the Spirit
Amen.
Of God. And there's someone watching right now that Amen. You've had retina damage in your eye, and so you need it fixed. But God
Amen.
Says, I'm not just going to fix this. I'm going to recreate it like brand new. And so just receive that miracle right now,
Amen.
Because God is well able to do that. Another miracle I heard is similar, but again, it was on one of those trips over to Africa. I don't know if you were on this particular one or not, but there was a gentleman who had a prosthetic eye. So it was in the socket.
Right.
But he couldn't see through it. The team prayed for him. He still had the glass eye, but now he could see through it.
Yes.
Now, that's a miracle. Now, were you on that trip?
I was there, but I wasn't participating in that particular miracle. But I rejoice with those who did. Praise God for miracles like that. You know, we were in Korea last year, and we were seeing all kinds of gold crowns manifest. And people had the black amalgam in their teeth turned to gold. It was like 70-some. I can't remember the exact number. But one really stuck out to me because a woman had gone to the dentist to have a gold implant. You know, those are kind of expensive.
Right.
And it turned into a real tooth.
Oh my goodness, this is awesome. And I remember one time we were in Vegas, I think it was, and there was a dentist No, just a minute. He was a businessman, and he'd gone to the dentist that week because he needed a fix in his tooth. So he said to the dentist, whatever you do, don't put gold in my tooth. I want porcelain, okay? So that's fine. The dentist did that. But under the anointing of God, this is the humor of God, as he's in the meeting, that same tooth, half of it was porcelain and the other half was gold.
Wow.
Just as a proof of what God can do. God can do anything, and he can give you new teeth. He can put gold in your teeth, porcelain in your teeth. He can give you a new eyeball or make you see through a prosthetic piece in your eye. He can do anything. And he wants your faith to be raised up right now to believe him for that. Kevin, tell us, what is the greatest miracle outside of salvation? I understand salvation is the greatest miracle.
Right.
But what is the greatest, most, you know, dramatic miracle that you have seen in the Lord?
Well, certainly the gentleman, Leonard, when his eyeball grew back.
Yeah.
But we've seen a lot of creative miracles where people have organs recreated. We just had a testimony. We had a conference in Kansas City in November of 2014, and a young girl's complete spine was replaced, according to her testimony. And she had been in pain, I believe she was 24 or 25
wow.
years, or her whole life. And over the course, after the meeting, mind you, not during the meeting, no one laid hands on her. We just prayed for her, and she woke up the next morning with a new spine. We've seen toes and fingers grow back, and just, you know, God is able to do all these things. And I believe, again, that we're at an eternal crossroads when God is wooing his children to rise up as mature sons and daughters of God who will walk in this level of the power and the glory of the Holy Spirit and the anointing of God to see these
Amen.
Things consistently everywhere we go. Even on the airplane coming out here, I had an opportunity to pray for two of the stewardesses on the airplane, and one of them was healed and the other, I don't think, really received it. But, you know, just anywhere, anytime, the glory of God can break out. So we just need to be
Amen.
Sensitive to be led by his Spirit, according to Romans 8.
Now, as I read in the beginning of the program, in John 5, verse 19, Jesus said he only did the things he saw
Absolutely.
His Father do. And so tell us about how the seer anointing works with the miracle anointing.
Have an amazing testimony about that. Since 2007, I was in heaven, and Jesus began to speak to me, and he released me to begin to teach his people about the seer anointing. So I've been faithful to do that in many nations. We're holding schools to the seers. At one of our schools to the seers in Moravian Falls, God opened up my spiritual eyes to a level I've never experienced, and I believe the Lord did that to allow me to understand how Jesus operated according to John 5:19. For about 24 hours, when I would look, not only would I see people in the natural, but I would also see in the spirit.
Mm.
So, for example, I would see demonic forces around individuals. I would see angels and demons everywhere. And I believe that Jesus walked in that level of the seer realm,
mm-hmm.
that level of the gift of discerning the spirits, that he was able to see into more than one realm or more than one
right.
dimension at the same time. We call that the open heavens, if we
mm-hmm.
want to Christianize it. But, you know, scientifically, there are many dimensions. In fact, we don't even know how many dimensions there are.
Right.
And so I believe Jesus saw into more than one dimension at the same time. And I believe that God is raising up a remnant of people who will begin to do the same thing. You mentioned James Maloney in his book, The Panoramic Seer. That's a level and a type of this type of anointing where we will see in more than one dimension at the same time. That's how Jesus could always do those
mm-hmm.
things he saw his Father doing, because he was always seeing
mm-hmm.
what his Father was seeing.
And it's not always with open eye vision. I don't
no.
even think with Jesus it was always
no.
open eye vision. I think sometimes when we see, we're sensing it in our spirit, or sensing, you know, something, or we see it in the mind's eye, because
Perfect.
The Holy Spirit can give us
Amen.
Vision in the mind's eye.
That's an important point, so let me elaborate on that. This experience I'm talking about was for a season. It didn't last forever. So sometimes God will give you an experience like that so you can taste of the powers
mm-hmm.
of the age to come. And then you begin to exercise your spiritual senses. So as you said, sometimes it can be a leading of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes it can be a very simple impression. Sometimes it can be a fleeting vision. Sometimes you can have an empathetic word of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
It can be many different ways that God can release the seer realm. And in reference to miracles and healings, as we do those things that we discern, whether we see it, whether we hear it, whether we feel it, whether we discern it, amazing miracles can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so Yeah, God can do it in so many different ways. And as mature sons and daughters of the Most High God, we want to understand all these ways that God does these
Amen.
Miracles so that we can flow no matter where we are, no matter what the situation, no matter what the need.
Amen. Well, you and I have a friend that operates a lot in the seer dimension and in the supernatural with lots of miracles. And, you know, a soul winner goes around the world winning souls. But I remember years ago him telling me that before he goes out into a meeting, he will spend time with the Lord and ask the Lord to show him what he wanted to do in a meeting. So give him words of knowledge or give him insight into what is going to happen. And then he would write it down, pray it through, so that when he went out into the meeting, he would just declare what he saw
right.
from the Father before he went into that meeting. And sure enough,
yeah.
I mean, it would just, you know, the whole place would fill with miracles.
Amen.
And it was a step of faith, though, because,
right.
you know, God oftentimes will give us something so faint
yeah.
so that we will believe,
right.
you know, so that we will step out in faith and believe it. And
yeah.
when we exercise that faith element is when it activates the miraculous.
Amen. And I love that, brother. And one of the things that he taught me was that we ask God who he wants to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And that really increases the level of the miracles that break out. And so what happens is once the miracles start to flow, everyone's faith comes up, and then we can see God do even more miracles and healings. That is a type of the seer realm. And God wants all of us to operate in that type of anointing.
Amen.
It's for the whole body of Christ. And I believe that God is raising up many people who will walk in that level of kingdom power and kingdom
mm-hmm.
authority
mm-hmm.
and the seer anointing.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your books on the seer anointing, book one and book two, you do a lot of teaching into this to help the reader come into that seasoning so that they can move in it too. But let's talk just for a minute about the importance of stretching yourself into the
mm-hmm.
next level too, because sometimes I think that we'll maybe get, an empowerment from God. We exercise it. And that's just the invitation, right?
Right.
That's the invitation for more. There's always more beyond that.
Right.
And so you can push yourself. Like I remember years ago, I would have very simple prophetic words. And I heard Larry Randolph, actually, he started getting people's addresses, phone numbers, all that kind of mm-hmm. stuff. And I said, wow, do you get those all the time? He says, yeah, every time I reach out for them. And I thought, oh, well,
wow.
God, if you can do it for him, you could do it for me. So I practiced. Because it says by reason of practice in Hebrews 5:14,
exactly.
I practiced over a whole summer stretching myself to get people's names. Now, I failed over and over again. Every time I would step out, I'd say, is your name David? He said, no, it's Michael. You know, is your name Esther? No, it's Mary. You know, I just kept failing every time.
Right.
But I kept persisting. And over the course of a month, I started hitting the mark. What Larry Randolph taught me was, he said, it's like you just work it until you hit the stream, the
right.
current. But once you get in that current,
yeah.
it carries you, and then it's easier. Now, can you share just in a minute or so your experience in stretching yourself to the next limit?
It's the same in the miraculous as it is in the prophetic. For example, God may give you an anointing or a grace for tumors or deaf ears or something along those lines, and then you ask God for more, right? So you just step out in faith. For example, I'm stepping out in faith to believe God to heal cancer. My mother was healed of cancer, and then later, 7 years later, that demon took her. But I am contending for cancer to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep bombarding heaven. You keep on seeking. You keep on asking. You keep on knocking. And you keep on praying for the people that are battling
mm-hmm.
whatever it is that you want the breakthrough for until you begin to see them healed. And then God gives you authority in that area to walk
mm-hmm.
in an anointing Amen. To heal that particular sickness, that particular disease. And
Amen.
You know what? God anoints us all with differently. That's why it's called the gifts plural of miracles.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And I also want to encourage you that people can seek impartation according to Romans 1:11, that for someone that carries a gift of miracles, you can receive an impartation from them, even for the seer anointing, but also for the gifts of miracles and healings. God wants us to give away freely what we've received.
Awesome. Now, we just have a few seconds left, but can you look into your camera and release that impartation?
Amen. Well, Lord, you said, freely you have received, freely you are to give. So, Father, today, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for those hearing this, those watching this, wherever you are. I ask, Father God, for an outpouring from the kingdom of heaven, for an anointing of the Holy Spirit to begin to come upon people. Lord, I ask for the gift of faith to rise up in God's people, for mega dunamis, miracle-working power, the gifts of healing, the gifts of miracles. And I ask you, Father God, that you would begin to open up eyes to see and ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say to each of us in our individual sphere of influence. Father, I thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders that are going to be released as we stretch forth our hands in the name of the Holy Child, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we give you the praise and the honor and the glory for all of these things. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, beloved, the greatest miracle in the universe is the miracle of salvation. That's when your sins are forgiven you. That's when you're set free from your past.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
And how do you get that miracle? By asking Jesus to come into your heart and to forgive you of all your sin and to give you a brand new life. You do that right now, and he will come in, and that miracle will carry you all throughout your life. We'll see you next time. And remember this, God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does.
Eyes are for seeing in the natural and in the spiritual. We have entered the era of the seer, where spiritual mysteries and heavenly encounters are occurring like never before. Kevin Biscone's two-book series, The Hidden Mysteries of the Seer Anointing, reveal how this amazing gift of sight operates, how to access it, develop it, and how you can move in heavenly sight in your everyday life. Unlock the seer in you. Gaze into the supernatural realm and access heavenly wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and revelation direct from the source himself. The Hidden Mysteries of the Seer Anointing two-book series contains over 12 years of research into the seers of the past, present, and those prophesied to come. Learn who and what a seer is, how to overcome carnal nature, how to discern in the seer realm, receive revelation on the manifold wisdom of God, the hidden mysteries in the kingdom, and the testimony of Jesus himself. The prophetic seer anointing can be released in your life. Learn the secrets of the seers. Learn to spend time in worship, in prayer, and in waiting in God's presence to set the stage for visions, dreams, and prophetic encounters. Initiate prophetic journeys into the supernatural realms of God. Order your two-book series today for only $30 plus shipping. Call 866-980-5464 and mention television offer number 344. Go online to patriciaking.com or text BLESS to 42828. Order today.